407. And here comes Jim. Awesome. I wasn't sure he was going to find me way up here, but we got lots to talk about. Let me grab my notes real quick. First of all, Jim, congratulations. Your team battled so hard out there. Probably the best I've seen them play all season.
Well, thanks, Kelly. It was very hard fought, but very well earned. Let me put it that way. I don't want to say deserved. I mean, it was a battle. I mean, obviously Minnesota's got a great hockey team, and certainly Britt Nemowat was outstanding for us. But I thought our team played really well in front of her. We did a nice job of clearing rebounds, not giving them a whole lot of second opportunities. We capitalized on the chances we had. You know, they had three power plays, we had zero. And you know, for us to be at 2-2 at the end of regulation, I thought was you know, pretty fitting for the way we battled.
Well, I know Rachel Kelly's goal that tied things up. You've been talking about it so far this season. They just needed to crash the net, and that's what they did.
That one is about as greasy as you're going to get. Absolutely. You know, Eve made a great play, got it to the net, and Rachel just went to the net. I don't know if it hit her body, hit something, but anyway, it wound up in the net, and that, you know, certainly was a big goal.
And then you get the lead, a 2-1 lead. Lauren Miller from Alexis Joyce, and again, a pretty goal.
Oh, it was a great center drive by Rachel again, kind of cleared that path for Lauren, and a great pass from Witt, and she buried it. It was just a great shot, and Lauren has that capability. She can put the puck in the net like that, so it was nice to see that goal. And then, you know, unfortunately, they call a penalty on us with, you know, a little over 2 minutes to go, and you know, they were able to get a six-on-four situation, and a puck hit a stick right in front of Britt. She didn't have a chance on it. But again, I thought our girls responded, and you know, we went after it in overtime and had a couple chances, and you know, then you go to the shootout. So then it's just you know, you never know how that's going to end up. But fortunately, we came out on top, so we got the extra point.
You guys outshot them in overtime 4-3, which was impressive. But you also got a lucky break tonight with that goal that got waved off by the Gophers. I saw Britt down there and you could tell that she was interfered with at some point. You know, when the goalies argue and you got a defenseman arguing, you hope that they're going to go and review it, and they did, which it ended up in your favor finally.
Absolutely. That was certainly a big part of the game, cause certainly a big lift for us, you know, a downer for them. But right away, yeah, as soon as the puck went in, the girls on the ice came over and said she was interfered with, and the refs were good. He said, yeah, we'll go right away and look at it. And the longer it went, the better I felt about how the result was going to be.
47 saves by Brittany Mowat tonight. The shootout, I knew as you guys started the shootout, I knew as well as she had played that this was going to go in your favor. She just was having one of those games where she was pretty much unstoppable. Your team comes up with some big goals there in the shootout. And, of course, Stephanie Anderson's couldn't have come off of the stick of somebody more deserving. And against her former team, I'm sure she's just elated.
Oh, no question. You know what? We have to give them three names. And both Amber and Shane had three, the same three. That I think Shane had four numbers and Amber had three. And they were three of them were the same. So those are the first three. And after Britt stopped their player after the third round, you know, then you go into the overtime. And I went up to Steph. I said, do you want this? And she said, yeah, I got it. And she jumped over. And so all the credit goes to her. She rifled that. She would have scored on anybody on that shot. Anybody.
And that was quite the shot she had. She's got probably the hardest shot on this hockey team. Coach, tomorrow, a different game. Actually, I found out that a couple of the Gopher players are leaving for the Four Nations Cup, so they'll be without Cameron Easy, Brandt, and Steckline. Of course, tomorrow you have to face their toughest goaltender in Levier. Anything differently will you tell your team about these changes?
Or? No, you know, I mean, the girls all knew that because it was on. You know, WCHA had it posted that they were going to be leaving. There's a lot of girls that were gone tonight for Team Canada. From various teams, but you know, we can't worry about that. It's still going to be a great team. You know, Coach Frost's program isn't going to use that as a crutch. They're going to have a lineup tomorrow that's going to be certainly very, very formidable, and we're going to need to be back on our toes, and we're going to need to have the same kind of effort if we want to have any success tomorrow.
It's been a long time since your team's taken this many points in a game against the Gophers. Congratulations.
Thank you very much, Kelly. Appreciate it.
We'll talk to you in the pregame show tomorrow. I need to go catch a player. The men right now, let's see, we'll take a peek here. I had the score up just a moment ago, and it looks like they were ahead 5-1 in the third. So the Beaver men are doing their part back home, and the Beaver women did their part here tonight, getting 2 out of 3 points against the Gophers. We are going to wrap things up. I need to go catch a player for my pregame show tomorrow.